On that note, it is a pleasure to welcome live to the studio on our radio right. It is the lovely Nina Violet with a violin, and on our radio left, it is Willie Mason. Welcome to the both of you, and thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are going to be on stage. You were on stage last night. You're so gracious to come here for us. You were playing tonight in Troy, Ohio, with the Gentlemen of the Road sort of extravaganza, the Troy stuff. It's an amazing thing. So pleased to have it in our neck of the woods. And on that note, would you give us a little taste of things to come tonight in Troy?
Sure. My mother and my father and my television, school music, my inner vision. My mind is a nation with all of these divisions. Show me the way to go home. My friends on the bottom, my friends on the top. Some of my friends don't know when to stop. Sometimes one cheers while another heart drops, but they're all trying to find a way home. My town, my state, and my whole country, my family's race, their religion and money. Sometimes I laugh at things I don't find funny, and I wanna find a way to go home.
Short and sweet. Mm-hmm. Willie Mason on 91.3 WYSO. We came in contact with your record. I know that you've been making music for a long time, but we didn't hear about it until it was distributed by Communion. Mm-hmm. And this union, if you will, it's the coming together of Mumford & Sons. The whole record label kind of grew out of an evening of concerts, that the notion of just sort of, you know, why don't we combine our strengths? And certainly it worked in your case. Is this the first record that you've had out in the United States?
I've had two records out before this one over the last 10 years.
Well.
But this is the first with Communion.
But I think they're doing it right. There's something about the spirit of the way it's happening, because I was so pleased to get this. And as far as I knew, you were brand new.
Well, it feels good. And it's just been out a week.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it feels right.
It does, indeed. You're heralded often for your great songwriting, and I have to say, I agree. Tell me a little bit about Carry On, the title. I like it. I like the feel of it.
Well, that came out of the title track, which is just sort of a theme of the record.
Mm-hmm.
And, what else can you do?
What else can you do but carry on? That's really generally the option.
Isn't well, it's, it? One of them. I mean, it's one of them.
Well, or sit down, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Now it only occurred to me today, that whole keep calm and carry on.
Yeah. Well, I guess I spent a lot of time in England, too. That's a big saying over there.
It sure is.
That's their M.O.
That's their M.O. Tied up a lip and carry on. Well, we're so pleased to have you back on this side of the ocean, and it's just a delight to hear you play. We really enjoyed this record that, we were lucky to get an advance copy a few weeks back. And could you play us another, a little sampling of your wares?
Sure.
And tell us a little about it, if you would.
Sure. Well, maybe I might do one that was off of my previous record called If the Ocean Gets Rough, especially because this one features Nina. Particularly, it's called We Can Be Strong, and I hope you like it.
Mm-hmm.
sign myself out today. I sent a letter far away. I said, baby, I'll be good someday. I'm gonna try again tomorrow. I'll try again tomorrow. I couldn't take that sterile place. In those rooms I lost my face. And in the end they couldn't sell me grace. They can't sell me tomorrow. Can't sell me tomorrow.
We can be strong, strong, strong. We can be strong, strong, strong.
Now I'm back on Mama's couch. Plenty of time to think about all of the kids that went the college route, chasing their tomorrows, chasing their tomorrows. One by one my friends got out. Now I've got family to share my doubt on what this business is all really about. Waiting on tomorrow, waiting on tomorrow.
We can be strong, strong, strong. We can be strong, strong.
Far away. I said, baby, come home today. I'm here and it's tomorrow. I'm home and it's tomorrow. And we can be strong, strong, strong. And we can be strong, strong.
How'd you guys come together? Fabulous, nice, 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 singing together. It seems like you were meant to do that.
That's nice. It's been a long time. We grew up together, played in a lot of bands over the years.
No kidding. Where was that that you did this growing up?
Massachusetts.
Oh. Well, you sound a little bit Southern.
Well, how about that?
How about that? You were from South Massachusetts, maybe?
Yeah.
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 So you guys have known one another since your young years.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Right? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. High school.
Yeah.
Well, see, I always reckon that people that sing together that are related have that blood harmony, that extra, you know, when you sing together, there's something about the genetic makeup of the vocal cords vibrating, and maybe you can get it by osmosis by doing it for such a long time. Mm. I think because you guys have it. You're not related, are you?
Don't think so.
I mean, I sing my new songs for his mom because I want to know what she thinks, so,
aww,
you know, stuff like that.
Aww. That's very nice. Well, you just sound fabulous together. And so you'll be on stage tonight, and I get my scout report back that you come out, Willie, and play a few, and then you, Nina, join in, and then it ends with the full band. Is that the plan?
Pretty much.
Nice. You must feel, you know, like you got a keep up with. How many members are in Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros?
Quite a few.
It's like 40.
We're just starting to figure out all their names. They're all real nice. We were playing some basketball, and that's how we were starting to get some names last night.
That's awesome. How long have you been out with this aspects of the Gentleman of the Road and with Edward Sharp?
Well, it started in Simcoe, Ontario last Friday.
Wow.
And since then we've been, where have we been? Pennsylvania, Columbus last night.
Troy, Ohio tonight.
Yeah, we did some radio in Akron. We went.
It's been a lot of driving.
Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah, we've been in the car mainly. And you called and you were on campus and I said, well, hey, well, Vector, you're in. We'll send someone out. And I asked what you're driving. Really, you're really driving this short yellow school bus.
Yep.
Sweet. Would you take the seats out and just do it up?
Yeah, actually, Nina's dad did most of the work on the inside.
I love it.
And he's our on-call
mechanic
for funny noises and so forth. Yeah.
I hear a squeak, Dad. Can you meet us in Troy?
Does it smell like coolant or brakes?
Dad's rock. I'm so glad you guys are here. It's Nina Violet on violin and singing along, and Willie Mason with that beautiful. Is that a Gretsch? Is that a Gibson there?
It is. Gretsch.
It's a Gretsch. Just gorgeous. Hollow body. Look at that. Nice work on that.
Thank you.
You have a special spot on the bus for it?
Yeah. Just over the rear right wheel well.
Note to self. Yeah. Fabulous. So if you'd play us another, just sounds fabulous today. Tell us a little about it if you would.
Okay. Maybe we should do Waiter at the Station.
Okay.
Since we're talking. This is one of my mom and dad songs. He's a waiter at the station. He's a watcher of the trains. Kid from Colorado, counting raindrops in the drain. He's sleeping in the tunnel, and he's edging toward the vent. He's a lonesome river swimmer, wondering where the river went. Who's gonna carry him down? Who's gonna carry him down? One more turn around and he'll be homeward bound. Who's gonna carry him? Carry him down. There's a landlord on the benches, and there's a posse on the train. There's an angel up in heaven who forgot somebody's name. Carry him down.
That's lovely. Your parents wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you gotta give the story on that. Wow.
Good song, right?
Very nice.
Yeah.
So
I learned a lot from them.
I guess you did. So do you have siblings?
I got a younger brother.
Does he play? He must.
Yeah, he just plays drums on all my records. And he's in a couple other bands, too.
Wow.
And he just started writing his own songs.
So as kids, you sat around and played. Please tell me you sat around and played all the time with your mom and dad.
We played some. Mostly, they played a lot, particularly when I was younger, before I picked up any instruments, so, or my brother. So we would watch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went off and joined other bands and got in trouble with the noise ordinances and stuff.
Of course. And then it's so funny that now you've come all the way back around and appreciate the...
Yeah.
The dynamic, the loud and the soft. That's nice.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. You say that was called Waiter at the Station?
Yeah.
Very cool. So they were in a band. Is there anything? Could we find them if we were seeking your parents out in recorded form?
It's hard. They didn't really put anything out. There's one session of my mom's that's recently made available on like a producer's personal website. I think it's called Diary of a Studio Owner. And her name is Jemima James.
Really?
So if you search her, you may find that.
And Jemima it's pretty, James.
It's good, really good recordings.
Mm-hmm. And who's your father?
Michael Mason.
Just lovely. You guys are on stage tonight at 7 o'clock, a part of this amazing extravaganza that's rolling through the Miami Valley, up in Troy, really. Show gets underway at 6 o'clock with Half Moon Run. Phosphorescent is on. Have you been playing with them?
Yeah, they were on in Simcoe, but I think we missed their set because we had to hit the road to the next place.
Man, had to get in the little yellow bus.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't even, I know it's going to be fabulous. And then the night wraps at about 9:30 with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. And the show goes on tomorrow as well. What an amazing collection of art and expression coming to Troy, Ohio tonight and tomorrow. And we're so pleased to have you in here today. Could you do us another? I'm enjoying this vibe quite a lot.
Okay.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, this one's called I've Got Gold. Got a pickup truck to take me into town. I don't have the ways and means to lay my money down, lay it down. I've got gold, gold underneath the ground. Rise me up before the sun lays the bad boys down. I'll go out into the yard, kick my feet around, I'll kick them around. I've got gold, gold underneath the ground. Keep me on the run. They don't know the ways I've got, the ways of having fun. I have fun. I've got gold, gold underneath the ground. Do a jig above the twigs, spin yourself around. Dig down low below the soil, that's where I'll be.
really like you guys. That was Nina Violet on the. I love that your name almost says violin, and the great Willie Mason on the guitar. And both of you sound so great together. Break a leg tonight. That's going to be fabulous.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll keep playing you. What a delight. We'll continue with our work tunes because they got to get off and get to work. This is among my faves. Dylan on YSO.